There's a new book out about the great Nolan Ryan. It's called Nolan, The Singular Life of an American Original. It went on sale last week. It's getting great reviews, and the author joins us now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, Tim Brown. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Terrific. Good morning.
Appreciate the time. This is a fascinating subject. Nolan Ryan, he is a larger-than-life figure here in this state. We've had him on the show many, many times, and of course, Rangers fans are very familiar with him, Astros fans as well. You picked about the biggest sports figure in the state to write a book about, didn't you?
I did, and it was sort of intentional. You know, I was feeling a bit nostalgic about my own youth and what pitching, well, let's say starting pitching, looked like then. And one day, I live in North Carolina, one day I just got in my car and drove to Texas and thought, I'm going to write a book about Nolan Ryan. And that's where it all began.
Boy, and there's just nothing like him for longevity, a player who seemed to get better with age in a lot of ways. And then we're very familiar with the story here locally. I don't know what the right word is. I don't know if it's saved a franchise, but certainly legitimized a franchise once he got here. And in 1989, it seemed like just everything changed for the Rangers once he signed with Texas.
Yeah, that's a great observation. There are old-time Rangers folks who swear to me that Nolan signing in 89 led, obviously that was a franchise that was teetering on bankruptcy. It was playing in a really substandard ballpark. And what happened from there over 30-some years goes back to the signing of Nolan Ryan. You used a good word, legitimized a franchise, got a ballpark built, got competitive for the first time, right? That franchise had never been to the playoffs. Yeah. Nolan comes back around, is president of the team. They go to the World Series twice. About 10 years later, win a World Series. There are people who think that none of that happens if Nolan Ryan doesn't arrive in 1989 and give people a reason to go to the ballpark, give people a reason to believe in the franchise, and it all started there.
As you interviewed Nolan about this book, how did you find him as he looked back on his career? How did he feel about his career, judge his career at this point in his life?
Yeah, I think that he probably would agree with all of us that, what he did when he was playing was unique. And now by today's standards, with the passage of time, what he did is almost unfathomable. But I think it's exactly what he set out to do, right? It's that being raised up in a place like Alvin, coming to respect the folks in that town who were farmers or cattlemen or oilmen and how hard they worked. And, you go to church on Sundays, you treat elders with respect, you work hard for what you have. And I really think his career was this working man's career. It really reflected who his dad was, who the people of that community were. I spent 3 weeks in Alvin, and I really came to believe that what Alvin was then, when Nolan Ryan was growing up in the late 40s, 50s, into the 60s, is what Nolan is, was who Nolan was when we got to know him as a young pitcher and who he remains today.
Yeah, all that you mentioned made him so much larger than life. And then it's like you couldn't have put a script in it any better. The no-hitters while he was here, the Robin Ventura incident, which, all the great moments the Rangers have had through the years, that still probably is a top five moment for most Ranger fans.
Yeah, I love that last act for him. And I think we all did, even in the moment, but looking back on it, that's where his 5,000th strikeout, his 300th win, his sixth and seventh no-hitters, the Robin Ventura sort of send-off. Remember, that only happened, a couple months before he retired. It was just something I think it told middle-aged men across the entire country that you're not done yet, that you've got plenty left in you. If this guy can do what he's doing, then so can you. You know, buck up, buddy. Let's go.
This is Tim Brown with us here on The Ticket, the author of the new book, Nolan, The Singular Life of an American Original. Yeah, that Ventura moment. I wonder how Nolan thinks about that, how he viewed it. Robin Ventura, I think, probably still regrets charging the mound that day. It just became such a larger-than-life moment, and in many ways a signature moment for Nolan. What were his memories of that specific incident?
Yeah, well, if you recall, or, you know, I didn't sort of realize, it's a long time ago, so when I went back, I learned that the Rangers and the White Sox had been throwing at each other all summer. You know, this had been brewing, and I'll tell you how he felt about it. 19 years later, when Nolan was president of the Rangers, on opening day in 2012, Robin Ventura was going to manage the first game of his career. It was he was managing the White Sox, and it was in Arlington. And Nolan was, like I said, team president. And he turns to the longtime PR guy there, John Blake, in the hours before the game, and says, "You know, John, I feel bad. You know, they're really, it's a full stadium, and they're going to boo Robin in his first game as manager." And John turned and looked sort of incredulously at Nolan and said, "Oh, Nolan, they've been booing him here for years. It's not going to be any different for him." And Nolan said, "You know, I still feel bad about it." So he went downstairs, he knocked on the manager's door, and Robin came out, and they had a conversation, and they shook hands, and Nolan wished him luck. And Robin expressed his admiration for the work Nolan had done as president of the Rangers. And there was closure. You know, what's amusing is you go down to Texas now, and like, there is not a sports bar, and I've been in most of them, where there is not a picture hanging on the wall of Robin Ventura in the crook of Nolan's elbow, just wearing it. And it's signed by Nolan. And I'm amused because Nolan, even today, says, "You know, I don't know how that thing got a life of its own." I'm like, maybe it was all the photos you signed.
Right.
That might have something to do with it. But, you know, I think it was sort of a classic moment. I do feel bad. I wrote that chapter with some empathy toward Robin Ventura, because what a wonderful player, an elegant player, a really good dude, who instead has to answer for this. Like, this is the first thing people think about instead of what an amazing career he had, what a good ball player he was.
All right, well, since we're talking baseball, I'll throw a curveball. Did you approach the subject of snow monkeys with Nolan Ryan?
No, but you know what? You were like the third person to ask me that. And I know at some point I went back to look at what it was, but I completely forget what the snow monkeys were. But I do love it. There was something about snow monkeys in Texas.
Yeah, and there was a news article on it, and it happened to come out like the day before we were part of some sort of appearance with Nolan Ryan, and we kind of ran out of things to say. And I brought up, well, I saw in the morning news that you're battling snow monkeys in South Texas. And he went on about a 30-minute lecture on snow monkeys and how they got here and what he was doing to try to eradicate the problem. And
he was working for the Texas.
It became a private joke, so much so that the Rangers actually had snow monkey night years back, and they gave out snow monkeys to the first 5,000 fans at the park.
I love it. That's the best. I think Nolan's got a great sense of humor. He likes to laugh at himself. A lot of the stories he tells, he's sort of the butt of the joke, which I think shows a real cool humanity. And that's what I was really searching for in this book. You know, anybody can go to his baseball reference page and go, "Wow, that was quite a career." But what I was searching for was, man, what made the man? What did he want? Did he achieve it? The family, the 60-year love affair with Ruth. I thought those were all important.
Yeah, and that career, it's just the most unusual great career, I think, for any ball player, because he's arguably the most unhittable pitcher ever, more no-hitters. more strikeouts, but also more walks than any other pitcher. Never won a Cy Young. There are these pros and cons to his career. Most of it is incredibly great, but there were these oddities to it, which makes the whole story more interesting.
Yeah, I sort of think of it as filling the box score, right? He has a real working man's career. Nothing, you know, he played for a lot of mediocre or worse teams. His timing was bad in terms of the Cy Young stuff. You know, Jim Palmer pitched a little bit better. Fernando Valenzuela pitched a little bit better. I went back. There's no one year where you can say Nolan Ryan got robbed of the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, even back when he was striking out 380 guys and stuff, there were other guys having really good years. I mean, he certainly could have won just as easily as he lost. But I love his career. At first I wasn't sure what to do with it, right? There's just so much there. But I finally sort of landed on the legacy of more than the numbers. It was the way he pitched, the way he carried himself, the way he represented Texas. I just thought it was so different. And there's all these arguments about, you know, is Nolan Ryan a top 10 pitcher of all time? I think we all have our opinion on that, and that's, you know, that'll drive you wild. But I do absolutely think he is a top 10 historical figure in the game. If you were to tell the story of 150 years of baseball, you're not going to get past the fifth paragraph without mentioning Nolan Ryan.
Right. Yes. That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to read the book, Nolan, The Singular Life of an American Original by Tim Brown. Tim, thanks for the time. Good luck with the book.
Thank you. I will be at Interabang Books Friday at noon and at the ball game Friday night out in Arlington signing books. So everybody nice. Come out and say hi.
Awesome. Great. All right. Have a good trip here.
Thank you. Appreciate it, fellas.
You bet. Tim Brown, the new book, Nolan, The Singular Life of an American Original.